In recent months, the outrage has grown. These protesters are marching over the brutal killing of teenager Anine Boysen. Anine was one of an estimated 64,000 girls and women who were raped every year in South Africa. Her experience was horrifying. She was raped and tortured in her hometown of Bredasdorp in the Western Cape this year. Her attackers literally tore her small body apart. She died shortly after in a local hospital. Troy Martens, a spokeswoman for the Women's League of the ruling African National Congress Party, says the brutality of the attack has galvanized the nation.
I think we found ourselves in a very fortunate situation at the moment in rape advocacy and sexual violence advocacy, because there is so much public attention on it at the moment, and there is a public sentiment that something needs to be done, and enough is enough, and the time for action is now.
President Jacob Zuma condemned the attack and called for action in his February State of the Nation address. Earlier this month, Mr. Zuma launched a national campaign that calls for schoolchildren to give a daily pledge not to commit rape or sexual violence. On the streets of Johannesburg, a shocking number of passersby said they had seen the effects of rape firsthand.
I know quite a few people who have actually considered doing rape in my community.
This young woman said she had been sexually assaulted, though not raped, by a family friend.
I felt dirty and I just wanted to die, and it made it worse when they didn't believe me. So I think a person who's raped feels a million times worse than I did, and it's not a good feeling, trust me, I know. It hurts and it haunts you every day, every time.
The Swaranung Legal Advocacy Center works with women who have been victims of abuse. Acting Director Nikki Venning says the anti-rape pledge is a good start, but not enough.
It's fine to recite something, but what does it mean? What is the impact of rape? What does it mean for women? And I think essentially living in a patriarchal society, rape is a systemic issue. And until those things change and until we change what's happening in education, I'm not sure the extent to which this issue of rape is going to be addressed.
Fennings and other advocates say there are many other steps that need to be taken, including a strengthening of police and court systems. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.